You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hey, Rosie.
Hey, hello.
Welcome to our madness.
Hi.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Long Beach, California.
Oh, the LA area. What's going on? I got everybody here for you.
Okay, so about 6 months ago, we adopted a little kitten that showed up on our balcony, and we'd already had two dogs at the time, so the condition was the cat had to get along with the dog. So we kind of conditioned her to play with the dogs, and so now she does. She loves them, and she's always on the floor, and they're always chasing each other, except she's nocturnal, and this playtime goes from, like, midnight till 4 in the morning, and they just, the dachshund chases her because she's, you know, a dachshund, and then the terrier follows, and then she's running because she's having a great time, but they jump on top of us when we're sleeping.
Oh, boy.
And just, like, bounce right off of us, yeah, and it's just driving us crazy. So we've tried locking her out, and then she'll cry at the door. We've tried locking them out. They cry at the door. We try having them all, you know, with the door open, so they'll play in the living room, and they want us to join in. I don't know. So it's pretty rough.
Oh, Rosie, I feel your pain. Not currently with my existing pet. I have the geriatric bunch right now, but I had kitties that did this. And the truth is, cats are nocturnal, and they're going to tend to want to play and do things at night. So
That
is an inherent nature for them. So it's challenging with cats, but you can modify them to become more of a day active pet. Now, I'm assuming, do you work during the day? Are you away?
We do. We're usually away. I'd say maybe, maybe 20% of the time we're at home.
Okay. That's going to be the problem because during the day hours, when we want her to be active, you're not there. So there's nothing for her to do but sleep and just get all revved up and ready for the evening hours. So the trick is that we have to get her tired and got to get playtime in before you go to bed. So if you can't spend a lot of time during the day hours, once you get home, we need to schedule playtime. And it's great that she plays with the dogs, but I would make sure you do scheduled playtime with just her. And you may need to put the doggies away just so she can play one-on-one with you. There's some wonderful toys that you can do that are kind of like the cat fishing pole type things that she can chase, but to be involved with that, because she sounds like she loves the chase, and you want to help to instigate that. And you got to change things up with cats. When they're playing, you know, you can't spend 20 minutes playing with one toy. You got to pull out like four, because they're just so like, you know, whatever, give me the next one.
High maintenance.
So, yeah, okay. But you really got to exhaust her before bedtime. Now, I will tell you, at nighttime, some other strategies that I found can help. Locking cats out is what I had to do with my cats. I had to, just for my health of my marriage, I had to shut the bedroom door and put earplugs in. And some other techniques you can use with that are to set up cat feeders at interesting times of the night. So 2 a.m., 3 a.m., set up a automatic cat feeder somewhere and have that go off with an audible tone so that draws her attention to that. That's one great way to find her something else to do in the middle of the night, preferably away from your bedroom.
You know, you got to get those dogs tired out too.
Exactly. And whether or not you can keep the dogs separate is great. But yeah, Alan, definitely. It's the same thing with dogs, just like the kitty, just to get them exhausted.
That's a good idea. Cool. Okay. I guess I haven't really been exercising her. Like, the dogs get walked, but that's a good idea.
Cats are hard to get tired. I had one that I used to get on a treadmill, and he would kind of walk on the treadmill for treats, and then he'd go meow and flap down, and then, you know, that was it. So,
How long do you think she would need to get exhausted?
A lot of time. There's no magical time, but
like a couple hours, or?
How old is she?
Oh, she's like 8 months.
Eight months. Oh, you're not going to tire her out, very honestly. What's going to happen is she's going to become bored before she gets tired. And that is the problem with cats. Dogs, you can kind of put them on a treadmill or run them next to you on a bike. And, you know, they're sweet, but they're dumb. Cats are far too intelligent.
You know, I have a cat and a dog that chase each other around during the evening and stuff. But at night, I crate my dog. So that makes it easier so the cat can't get to the dog at night.
But the cat still bother you.
Yeah, the cat still bothers me, but the dog is crated, so they can't chase each other.
We've thought about just locking them all out. Like, we've tried it. You know, it's, I guess, the same idea as creating that it's going to be their space at night. So they just flip out, and they just get all sad, and they scratch at the door forever. But, I mean, do you think that would stop if we gave it, like, more than a week, or do you think it would just continue because they're we've already got.
It'll stop. You're giving in, and every time you give in, you teach them that it's going to work. So you have to be diligent.
Yeah.
You have to get earplugs, like Deb said.
It takes a few weeks to teach those cats. I mean, it's not something that you're going to have a bunch of nights that is going to be real noisy. But if you get through that period of time, I guarantee you it'll be a lot quieter. Teach them that you're not going to wake up at that time.
Yeah. Okay.
Kettle black, kettle black, kettle black.
I was
going to
say, isn't it like the kettle calling the pot black, Hal? How many nights, how many times a night does your cat wake you?
Only two, but it used to be like five times.
Oh, you got it down to two.
I got it down to two now.
Better than five. But yeah, they're really tough. They just, you know, it wouldn't even be so bad if they just sit on the floor. But it's like they like to propel off of our chest. They like to, like, all right, it's like diving board. Like, we're going to just
get on her
and just.
I know, it's funny.
The other thing, you know, you can do is get a night job.
Hal, I thought you were going to suggest. I was going to mention the possibility of getting another cat.
You know what they should sell?
The cats would entertain each other.
We have one other cat, and she just looks. She's from her tower. She sits on her tower, and she just looks at all of them, and she reminisces on times when none of them were around. You know, she's like, "You all are crazy." You know, 3 years ago, everybody was gone, and I was by myself, and life was wonderful.
Aww.
So she just glares at all of them and just hates this little setup we got going on.
They need somebody should invent a couple of mechanical mice. You know, they jot out from under the furniture every 20 minutes or something. Right? Real fast.
But anyway, thank you so much. That's great advice. So I'm definitely going to try and work it out of her. Or decide to lock out my dog. Maybe. We'll see.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with that, Rosie. Let us know how that turns out.
So funny, when she asked you, how much do I have to play with her each day? I was going to say a month.
Every waking hour.
Hey, Dr. Debbie, does Mr. Debbie have his own shelf?